Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA approves leucovorin as the first ever treatment for an ultra-rare genetic condition called cerebral folate transport deficiency, and HER2 receives FDA priority review for HER2-positive early breast cancer in the post-neoadjuvant setting. And a new commentary argues that AI has fundamentally changed how healthcare communicators must think about content strategy. The FDA has granted expanded approval to leucovorin calcium tablets as the first approved treatment for cerebral folate transport deficiency in patients with a confirmed FOLR1 gene variant. The agency based its decision on a review of published case literature rather than a traditional clinical trial, finding that roughly 87-89% of patients showed clinical improvement. The condition affects folate transport to the brain and is associated with developmental delays, seizures, and other serious neurological complications. In regulatory news, AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo have received FDA priority review for ENHERTU in HER2-positive early breast cancer patients with residual invasive disease following neoadjuvant therapy. Data from the Phase 3 DESTINY-Breast05 trial showed a 53% reduction in the risk of invasive disease recurrence or death compared to the current standard of care. A regulatory decision is anticipated by July 7, 2026. Finally, a new commentary in Pharmaceutical Executive argues that AI has already reshaped healthcare communication in ways that demand an immediate strategic response. With more than 40 million people asking health questions of AI tools daily, the piece contends that branded content must now be built to remain accurate after an AI has summarized or interpreted it, and calls on communicators to treat plain language as an ethical obligation. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.